Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Shire of Merion Ordinary Council meeting for the 17th of February 2025. I would like to start by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which we meet today and pay my respect to elders past, present, and emerging. I would like to welcome those in attendance and declare the meeting open at 2:30 p.m. This meeting is being recorded on a digital audio device to assist with minute-taking purposes. The public is reminded that copying or distribution of any part of the recording is not permitted. The Shire reserves all right in relation to its copyright. Two, record of attendance, apologies and leaves of absence. The councillors in attendance are Councillor Crook, Councillor Manning via Zoom, Councillor Anderson, Councillor Billing, Councillor McKenzie and Councillor Vandermeer. The staff in attendance are Mr Watts, Ms Boehm, Mr Carr, Ms. Brindley Mullen, Mr. Zenny, Ms. White, and Ms. Bruins. Members of the public in attendance are nil. There are no apologies, and there are two pre-approved leaves of absence for Councillor O'Neill and Councillor Simmons. Councillor Manning's attendance via Zoom was approved by myself in advance in accordance with Regulation 14.C2B of the Local Government Administration Amendment Regulations 2022. Public question time, nil. Item four, disclosure of interest, nil.
No, Councillor
Oh, sorry, Councillor Vandermeer has put a proximity interest in,
partial interest.
partiality interest in on item 12.2.
12.2.
Five, applications of leaves of absence. Would anyone like to apply for a leaves of absence to the upcoming meetings? Nil. Number six, petitions and presentations are nil. Item seven, confirmation of minutes of previous meetings. Could I please have a mover for the resolution on screen? Councillor Billing.
I move that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held 28th of January 2025 be confirmed as a true and accurate recording of proceedings.
Could I please have a seconder? Councillor McKenzie. Councillor Billing, would you like to speak to the motion?
No.
Councillor McKenzie.
Thank you.
Would anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no debate, I'll put the motion to the vote by show of hands. All in favour? Carried.
Six.
6-0. Item 8, announcements by persons presiding without discussion is nil. Item 9, matters which the meeting may be closed to the public. 19.1, disposable of property. Item 10, receipt of minutes of previous meetings. 10.1, minutes of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee meeting held on the 17th of February 2025. Can I please have a mover for the resolution on screen? Councillor McKenzie.
I move that the council receive the minutes of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee meeting held on 17th February 2025.
Can I please have a seconder? Councillor Anderson. Councillor McKenzie, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, thank you.
Councillor Anderson.
No, thank you.
Would anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no debate, I'll put the motion to vote by show of hands. All in favour? Carried 6-0. Item 11, recommendations from the committee meetings for council considerations. We have recommendation from the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee meeting held on the 17th of February 2025. Can I please have a mover for the resolution on screen? Councillor McKenzie.
The council endorsed the following recommendations from the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee meeting held on 17th February 2025, being item 6.1. The council notes the Risk and Regulations Act Action Plan as tabled to the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee. Number two was item 6.2, that council receives the 2024 compliance audit return, adopts the 2024 compliance audit return for the period of 1st of January 2024 to 31st of December 2024, as contained in attachment 6.2(A), and authorises the Shire President and Chief Executive Officer to sign the joint certification and submit the completed 2024 compliance audit return and any additional information explaining or quantifying the compliance audit to the Department of Local Government, Sport and Cultural Industries by the 31st of March 2025. And three, item 6.3, the Council adopts the updated Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee terms of reference, as shown in attachment 6.3(A).
Thank you, Councillor McKenzie. Could I have a seconder for the motion? Councillor Anderson. Councillor McKenzie, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, thank you. All good.
Councillor Anderson.
All good, thank you.
Anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no debate, I'll put the motion to the vote. By a show of hands, all in favour? 6-0. 12, officers report development services. 12.1, proposed parking amendment local law. Could I please have a mover for the resolution on screen? Councillor Billing.
That Council 1 give local public notice in accordance with Section 3.123A of the Local Government Act 1995, stating that A, it is proposed to make a Shire of Meriden parking amendment local law and a summary of its purpose and effect. B, copies of the proposed local law may be inspected or obtained at the Shire of Meriden's offices during normal opening hours. C, submissions about proposed local law may be made to the Shire of Meriden within a period of not less than 6 weeks after the notice is given. 2, sends a copy of the proposed local law to the Chief Executive Officer, the Department of Local Government, Sports and Cultural Industries in accordance with S3.123B of the Local Government Act 1995 as soon as the notice is given. 3, supply a copy of proposed local law to a person requesting it in accordance with S3.123C of the Local Government Act 1995, and 4, present the results of the public consultation to Council for consideration of any submissions received at a future meeting.
Thank you, Councillor Billing. Could I please have a seconder for the motion? Councillor McKenzie, would you like to speak for the motion? Councillor McKenzie?
No, thank you.
Anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no further debate, I'll put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, show of hands. Carried 6-0. 12.2, application for subdivision of RIOPC 201283, lots 50 and 104 South Avenue, Meriden. Councillor Vandermeer has declared an impartiality interest in this item.
As a consequence, it may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly.
Thank you, Councillor Vandermeer. Could I please have a mover for the resolution on the screen? When you sent through there's a shortened version that the CEO sent someone if someone doesn't want to read the. Councillor McKenzie.
The Council advises the West Australian Planning Commission that it has no objection to the proposed subdivision of lot 50 and 104 South Ave, within brackets York Meriden Road, Meriden, WAPC application number 201283, resulting in the creation of 3 new lots, proposed lot 110, and which is 8.5 hectares, and proposed lot 111. So I say, 9 hectares, and proposed lot 112. Which is 0.39 hectares, as outlined in attachment 12.2 capital A, subject to the following. 1, compliance with the Shire of Meriden Local Planning Scheme number 6 provisions relating to the subdivision and development of land within the rural residential zone, which is clause 4.11 of the scheme refers. 2, all proposed lots of the connected to be connected to dedicated roads reserved that may require legal agreements with Water Corporation for access across the water supply reserve 54429. 3, access easements to be located and constructed to the satisfaction of the local government. 4, compliance with the bushfire management plan. And 5, the applicant is advised that the Shire does not intend to undertake any upgrade works to O'Connor Street as part of this subdivision application.
Thank you, Councillor McKenzie. Could we please have a seconder for this motion? Councillor Billing. Councillor McKenzie, would you like to speak for the motion?
It's great. Someone wants to build that, live on it, and do whatever they want to do with it for Meriden. We need them coming to town. Let's do it.
Thank you. Councillor Billing, would you like to speak for the motion? Yes. Would anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no mate, I'll put the motion to the vote by show. Hands all in favour? Carried 5-0. Do we have to leave?
I just don't take.
Oh, I was a bit confused. item 13, officers report engineering services is nil. Item 14, officers report corporate and community services. 14.1, lists of accounts paid January 2025. Would someone like to move the officer's resolution on the screen? Thank you. Councillor Thilling.
I move that Council receive the schedule of accounts paid during January 2025 as listed, covering checks, EFTs, direct debited payments and wages as numbered and totalling $909,647.73 from the Meriden Shire Council Municipal Bank account and $0 from the Meriden Shire Council Trust Bank account.
Could I please have a second for the motion? Councillor McKenzie. Councillor Billing, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, thank you.
Councillor McKenzie, would anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no debate, I'll put the motion to the vote by a show of hands. All in favour? Carried 6-0. Item 14.2, policy reviews 5.13 and 6.4. Could someone please move the officer's resolution on the screen? Councillor Billing.
I move that Council 1 adopts policy 5.13, Cummings Theatre, purchase shows with changes as presented in attachment 14.2b, and 2 adopts policy 6.4, camping on Meriden Regional Community and Leisure Centre grounds with changes as presented in attachment 14.2d.
Thank you, Councillor Billing. Could I please have a seconder for the motion? Councillor Vandermeer. Councillor Billing, would you like to speak for the motion?
Thank you.
Councillor Vandermeer?
No.
Would anyone like to speak against the motion? Oh, there being no debate, I will put the motion to the vote by a show of hands. All in favour? Carried 6.0. 14.3, proposed new fee charge, sporting user group annual fees. Would someone like to move the officer's recommendation? Councillor McKenzie.
I move that Council amends the Shire of Meriden 2024-25 schedule of fees and charges to the table, and 2 notes that the changes will be incorporated into the 24 and 25 schedule of fees and charges for the Shire of Meriden, approves advertising the changes to the fees and charges as per item 1 above in accordance with the Local Government Act 1995, and initiates the changes to the fees and charges as per item 1 upon completion of this. Completion of item 3 of the recommendation above.
Thank you, Councillor McKenzie. Could I please have a seconder for the motion? Councillor Billing, would you like to speak for the motion, Councillor McKenzie?
Yes, just simply, we've really got to encourage youth and young people to exercise and using our wonderful rec centre, and at such a, I think, a cheap price compared to the city, from my understanding, and surrounding towns. I think it's a really good, positive move forward. So well done to the author.
Thank you, Councillor McKenzie. Councillor Billing?
I know it does say advertising, but can we just make sure we're sending it out to each club by email as well so they're being informed personally?
Noted. Did someone like to speak against the motion? There being no debate, I'll put the motion to the vote by a show of hands. All in favour? Carried 6-0. Item 15, Officers Report Administration, 15.1, Local Government Election. Someone like to move the resolution on the screen? Councillor Vandermeer.
The Council 1 declare in accordance with section 4.204 of the Local Government Act 995, the Electoral Commission be responsible for the conduct of the 2025 ordinary election, together with any other elections or polls which may be required. 2, decide in accordance with section 4.612 of the Local Government Act 1995 that the method of conducting the 2025 election be as a postal election. And 3, notes the associated costs of conducting the 2025 ordinary elections will be included in the 25-26 annual budget.
Thank you, Councillor Vandermeer. Could I please have a seconder for the motion? Councillor Anderson? Councillor Vandermeer, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, thank you.
And Councillor Anderson, would you like to speak for the motion?
No,
thank you. Would anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no further debate, I'll put the motion to a vote by a show of hands. All in favour? Carried 6-0. Item 16, motions of which previous notice has been given is nil. Item 17, questions by members which due notice has been given is nil. Item 18, urgent business approved by the persons presiding or by decision is nil. Item 19, matters behind closed doors. In accordance with section 5.232BE23 of the Local Government Act of 1995, council will go behind closed doors to discuss these matters. Could I please have a mover for the resolution on screen? Councillor McKenzie.
The council move behind closed doors and standing orders be suspended at 2:45pm.
Do we have a second for the motion? Councillor Vandermeer. I'll put the motion to the vote by a show of hands. All in favour? 6-0. Carried. We will now move back from behind closed doors. Could I have a move for the resolution on screen? Councillor McKenzie.
The council return from behind closed doors at 2:47pm. Resume standing orders, and that the resolutions being passed in the confidential session be confirmed in open meeting.
Can we please have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Anderson. All those in favour? Carried 6-0.
Oh, it's crunchy. Motion. Getting to the resolution. We're now live, so we need to have you read out the resolution. That's great.
Oh, she hasn't written that on yet. That's right. resolution 19, that Council 1 accept the offer 1 receive for assessment A 2164 lots 81 Jackson Way, Meriden, WA. 6415 for the amount of the offer received. 2, decline offer 2 received by assessment A 2164 on 81 Jackson Way, Meriden, WA 6415 for the amount of the offer received. 3, authorise the Chief Executive Officer and the Shire President to execute a contract of sale and apply the Shire of Meriden Common Seal. And 4, transfer profits received into reserve once settlement has occurred and final figures are known. And the motion was carried 6-0. There being no further business, thank you all for coming, and I declare the meeting closed at 2:48 p.m.